to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband. You know, it's been months, and we still have this mailbox is full. Let's say I'm not feeling loved, just as maybe a possibility. Just to bring you up to date, a couple things. I did take a hike today and went by the farmer's market, and Rick wasn't there. So my guess is it's a possibility he's done for the year. So that would mean the farmer's market is over. So I did continue on to the to Publix and so forth. And so I ended up at just shy of an 8-mile hike. One of the things that encouraged me about that is I did it at a reasonable pace. And Monday I intend to do an 11-mile hike. So it encouraged me that it wasn't a problem today. Even though it's going to be shorter. And I didn't go up quite the hill we planned to go up on Monday. But on that, because the gentleman who is coming to visit me, so we can take this hike on Monday, the day before, he would like to go to a local facility that I actually, very strange, because again, what it really amazes me is the contacting ability within the LDS Church seems to be very limited. And I suggest this is done by design, but they did have a phone number, and the phone number gets to an automated system, and it seems to be centralized, and the best thing I could do was leave a voicemail. So I actually called the local LDS church and left a voicemail and expressed to them, one, that I have this gentleman from Utah coming and wanted to, kind of whatever. And the other thing was about the idea of this gathering, to gather with people with different foundations in an ad hoc form. But so I did do that. And of course, obviously, I did verify where the location of the place is. And it's right near the Five Guys that Chris and I frequently eat at. So, I mean, I know where the place is. It's just, it's in, a street behind and that I simply don't go to. But anyway, so at least I know where it is. So it's in walking distance because, anyway, it's actually about the same distance I walked today. So, anyway. But it wasn't the only church I contacted. In our dialogue, I had a dialogue today with Chris, and one of the things we talked about was the Orthodox Church. So it's kind of like, I contacted the Roman Catholic Church. They did not respond. Is there an Orthodox Church here in town? And why, yes, there is. So I emailed them today. And, we'll see what's happening. The other thing is I did, after I wrote my first draft and a half, second draft, whatever, of the email in reference to the sermon that was delivered at First Baptist here in town. A lot of it was based on what was in the sermon, especially his 5 points and the mention of the Barman Declaration. And so I was addressing that, got way too carried away. So this morning before I went my hike and whatnot, I said, all right, I'm going to do it differently. So I took the basic idea and reorganized it with the intent of saying, I'm not going to go after this particular sermon per se, but I'm writing a generic article describing, and I said, okay, I got to limit it because I didn't want to make this 85 pages long. Limit it. And it's going to be 2 or 3 subjects. Because I didn't get it done, because I got too many other things that happened. But I do think, because I really think it's, when I look at what's happening in the world, when I observe what's happening over the last many years, especially the impact of Zionism domestically, since I live domestically, two issues seem to be, what is a Jew and what is Israel? Because there is an assumption, there's a basic, you know, a Jew, those are the people that are descendants of Abraham. Really? Not according to the Bible. And then I detail that from the Bible, not from Zionism. I make that clear. And then, of course, the second thing is, what is Israel? And that, thus far, because I haven't, is pretty much what I wrote yesterday. But the intent is to take that, and there are a number of places to submit it as an article for publication that may open some doors, because I want to write it again. I keep coming back to the Matthew 5, blessed are the peacemakers. My objective here is not to let's go stir up problems, but let's make it clear we're fighting a war not based on the Bible. Don't go to war. Don't fight this. If you think you're fighting this in obedience to Christ, I would suggest you're wrong. Don't do this. This is my objective. Try to bring peace. So rephrase that, and I think what I'll do is take the part that I was writing specifically on that sermon and actually make it a separate email specifically to the local community, people I know here and so forth, and to whatever email address I can find at First Baptist. So, but that got pushed off because the other issue is, well, and the other thing I was going to add maybe on the article is the thing about the Barman Declaration, because I wonder if that's a valid point that I need to include in the article. I'm weighing that. But, you know, I do have this funding issue and some pressure and so forth. And I was having a dialogue with Chris and reviewing things. What is the right thing to do in obedience to Christ? I mean, this is a common conversation that we have, because it's kind of like, not how do we win this, but what is obedience to Christ? I know that's not popular. And one of the things that is clear in my mind is just what I just said. I know that's not popular. That was a snarky comment. And I tend to do that, and I tend to be doing that a lot more than before. And so when I reviewed my email, my article, I said, I got to remove that, because it will grab a certain audience, those who want to be snarky, but I don't think it reflects Christ well. And if I'm trying to reflect Christ well, I should do so. So it is an issue I'm trying to work on in myself. You know, this may come as a shock, but I'm slightly less than perfect. So it is something I'm working on, and in that dialogue that I had with Chris, it was helpful. And then, you know, because I use Skype, and a message showed up in our dialogue. And it's kind of like, wow, a message from the past. Narav, the gentleman I've dealt with, well, for many years, came back to the table, how are you kind of thing. And we got on the phone a little while later. And I told him, you know, he told me about, you know, his recent trip to India and things of that nature, and some of the business things he's doing. And I told him about Shofar Leaks. And obviously, talked about the distributed storage model and whatnot for the income purposes. And he got distracted, and he said he wants to know more about the business model, the ecosystem thing. So I ended up writing him two emails because we got distracted in order to prep a dialogue. I did it two specifically. One, to simply say, this is about shofar leaks. This is why I am doing it. And it is separate from Shofar Nexus. But I want you to know. And this is completely unrelated to that. And we don't have to ever talk about shofar leaks again. But this is my purpose. Because we talked about the sex slave and the contacts I had in Ukraine. In Moscow. Anyway. Actually, it was Donetsk, which is now considered part of Russia, according to some of the world. According to other parts of the world, it's still part of Ukraine, you know, one of these tension areas. But then there was the business end of Shofar Nexus. And instead of going back and having a second conversation for tomorrow or Thursday, a conference call is scheduled. And apparently there may be at least two other people involved in this. One is a person who said that has done some work on email security. Because of that, I sent him a third email describing one of the techniques, because I did make it clear. Encryption is, oh, that's great, it has its purposes, but it does nothing for tracking. And said that's one of the things I'm doing with this. But the other aspect is, once he mentioned this email guy, I said, well, there's several things. And one of the things I pointed out was, you know, the embedded, the linked emails, images in emails, and how that is used for tracking. This is easy, common, been done for decades. So, I mean, this is, and how to cut off the tracking. I mean, cut it off completely. And that, I'm wondering, I hope, depending upon what this person is like, he'll see that and he'll either say, well, that's stupid, because he's part of the politically correct crowd, or he'll say, that's insightful. And, you know, this is, you know, maybe somebody who knows what they're talking with about, or he may say, this guy's dangerous. Because obviously that's what I've gotten from others, so we'll see what happens on that. But the other person supposed to be there, an investor. And one of the things. Anyway, we'll see what happens. You know, the timing would be amazing, because if I get this article out maybe tomorrow, and if I get contacts with some of the local churches so that this Sunday we may have this meeting, I mean, I would find that more than delightful. When I contacted the Orthodox Church, for example, I said, yeah, this is the objective. And I specifically state, I'm coming as an individual, not as an organization. And by the way, can I point you to Shofar Leaks? I do that, definitely. So, you know, sooner or later, there's the possibility that somebody may come to the table and say, this is not, well, as I've been describing, I've described to several people, Shofar Leaks is not just a passion, it's personal. You know, again, protect the whistleblower, freeing the sex slave, facilitating reconciliation. Protecting the whistleblower is vital, because sometimes it costs people. And pretty much it's cost me everything. My income, my family, almost my life. And there's the protect them in the technical sense, but inform them somehow. That's kind of different. I don't know how to do that yet, because most whistleblowers self-destruct. Exhibit A. Freeing the sex slave is something that has kind of come. And again, the thing that really It's when it's face to face, it's kind of like, okay, I got to do this. But the other aspect is facilitating reconciliation. And part of that is the opening of dialogue. Because what I'm finding over many years, dialogue is hard to initiate. Really hard to initiate. And if you can do it where it's quiet, and it's just between you and me kind of thing. And what I put into somebody's hands is not, trust us, we're an organization, but it's in your hand. And you or somebody you trust that has somewhat technical can validate what is done. So you know it's yours and yours alone. And I have nothing to do with it. And then maybe you can open the dialogue to reconciliation. I think that's important. Because what I was reminded again today, there is the closing of doors, which obviously I've seen with Covenant and MetaView. They have a whole bunch of postcards. Oh, by the way, yeah. A whole bunch of postcards that I've sent to them. Emails and whatnot. Silence. Except once, where MetaView literally sent the police to silence me. On the 500th anniversary of the day Martin Luther hammered the 95 Theses on the door of the church in Wittenberg. So it's kind of like, that anniversary is coming up. Well, I mean, wow. Yeah, because that was 2017. So that was 6 years ago, next Tuesday. And I remember, because I've mentioned it before, what I thought about, if you adjust for the time, because my guess would be, just a guess, that sometime maybe in the afternoon, when, maybe things are happening and whatnot, Martin Luther goes to the church door and hammers this stuff. He could have done it in the morning. I have no idea. Yeah. Not part of that culture. That was a few years ago. And, I was thinking about the pounding. Because the police officer that came to my door, Detective Gibbs, I remember his name after all these years, when he came to the door, pound, pound, pound. I mean, it was a loud knock. And I just analogize that, the knock of the hammer of Luther. Because it may have been virtually the exact same moment, adjusting for the 500 years. Which, because again, 500 years, the time between collateral murder, that event, and my wife abandoned me, 5 years to the day. Same thing. It's kind of like, oh, why does the Lord do these coincidences? Anyway, but on my way out to the post office, I did go to the post office because I needed to get stamps. And I got stamps. There was, I dropped an email card off to Erica Lee because I wanted to remind her, "Hi, I'm your dad and I love you." But I got a postcard from George. 58 days left. All is well. See yesterday's voicemail. This is what I did about the Shunammite woman which I did in the Mother's Day video, the history of Mother's Day. So that was, George didn't see it for some reason. But then to Zadok also. "Yesterday, my fifth hike to Big Frog was scheduled. It is for your birthday, love, Dad." That's Monday. Monday. It is my hope, my plan. It is scheduled. No, it's not my plan. It's our plan. A gentleman is driving in from Utah, which is a few miles away. He'll actually spend a couple nights with me. We'll go to an LDS church on Sunday. We'll do some other things while he's here. And Monday morning, we'll get into his vehicle, drive down the road a few miles, not too many miles, 10 maybe, I think. Go up a hill a bit, because it does cut off a lot of and then we'll take a 11-mile round-trip hike. And it'll be my fifth time at the top of Big Frog. My second home. And I want to do it with George. Because I'm currently at, I have to do another 100 jumping jacks today, but I'm currently at 954,900 jumping jacks. So I should be at 955,000 here in a few minutes. So 45,000 jumping jacks left or 45 days. And I'll get to 1 million jumping jacks. Lord willing, it continues. And Lord willing, the last 100 will happen at the top of Big Frog. On December 8th, my wife's birthday. And I'd like George to be there. Boy, do I want George to be there. Anyone else in my family? Absolutely. Especially my wife. But there's an intensity for George to be there. George is my son. George is the one who said, I wish we were family again. George, so do I. My lady, my wife. Can we reconcile, please? Yeah. 1 Corinthians 7:11. I love you, and I want you back.